Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about some residential trends in the first quarter of 2021 here in Lane County.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the residential world today, Renee.
Yeah, I think we should do that, Marcia. I know the market is really hot. Give me some insight on the current housing market. What's happening right now?
Well, it's the same challenge we've been seeing for quite a while, and not just locally, but nationally. So people that are even changing markets are having to run into this inventory problem, the supply side problem that's severe. For example, right now, year to date this year versus year to date last year, all of Lane County, excluding Florence, is 68% less inventory than this time last year. So instead of 479 homes for sale, there's been 154.
Okay, help me understand that. Why is there, is it just because people are home with COVID and they don't want to move? What's happening? Help me understand that.
No, the buyers feel an urgency, the sellers don't. Buyers feel an urgency with interest rates and the appreciation rate they want to grab onto, and rents are up, so they're feeling like vacancy is high enough that this is a good time to jump into the market. So almost 40% of our market has been first-time buyers, and they're feeling an urgency. Sellers are not feeling so urgent because they're going to have to turn around and be buyers, possibly, which is a tough market to enter.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Do you think also potentially that there are people that have been renters in the past that are now becoming home buyers because either they were displaced, maybe their duplex got sold, or they're in a market where, hey, interest rates are low, now we're having to homeschool and stay home with our kids. I know some kids are going back to school, but I think that was a real eye-opener for a lot of people that had to kind of quester at home.
Right. Repurposing your home for home office and homeschool is a big deal. And it helped people rethink how they're going to be living in their space and how important their space is. If they feel vulnerable, even with the support of the federal government for tenants staying occupied, it was still a challenging market to think I'm secure in a rental, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So let's talk also a little bit about just building in general. Is there a lot of building happening for single family?
Well, that's the answer nationally, is that there'll be replacement build, new construction for the inventory problem to solve it. Here we don't have that. The build and the land available is going to really prohibit affordable housing replacement. That's the big concern. If the median sales price is $400,000, we can't build at $400,000 because we don't have the supply of land available to do that. So we've got challenges ahead. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.